As promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at Stanford, entering his 10th season as head coach, the 2017 National Coach of the Year, a four-time Conference Coach of the Year, the winningest coach in program history, led the Cardinal to three Pac-12 titles and a pair of Rose Bowl wins. We are joined by David Shaw. David, great to have you back. First off, how are you and everybody around you doing during this really unusual time, David?
We're doing well. We are adjusting sometimes daily to changing normal. But for the most part, we're taking it with a positive attitude and doing the best we can in the situation.
Good to hear it. You know, there's so much that's going on right now that you've talked about, and I want to try and focus on two areas to start. I mean, you've talked about for a fact that you want to focus on your own family and your own players and being present for your players. So what kind of conversations have you had with your staff and with your players about racist police brutality and racial justice? Why don't we start there? What have those conversations been like?
For me, there have been kind of two main buckets. One, for those that are non-black, those that are not minorities, having a sympathetic ear and just understanding when you see such emotion, that a lot of that emotion is deeply rooted. And just because you look at someone like me and say, oh, gosh, you've never had any issues. You know, you're a Stanford graduate and a successful football coach. The assumption is that everybody in America that is a minority has had racial issues. So understand that these things run deep in a lot of us. Having that understanding and be willing to have those conversations, those frank, honest, open, mainly uncomfortable conversations, we have to have those if we want to advance as a society. On the other side, we've talked a lot about, and I use this phrase now with our guys, continue to reframe the conversation. Right? Because you get social media, which is a great place for information. It's also a great place for insanity, right? And you get off topic very, very quickly. The bottom line is we should be able to walk around every city of this country, no matter what you look like, and not be afraid that someone is going to deprive you of your life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness because of the way that you look.
Stanford head coach David Shaw is joining us on the program. I agree with you. Now, the players made a video where they talked about the fact that they cannot be silent anymore, and it is time for a change. As a head coach, what did it mean to you to see your players take that on and address it the way they have?
It was emotional for me because I love these guys. I trust these guys. They did that with no prompting from me, from our program. They did it on their own with their own voices, their own words, and I couldn't be more proud because they talked a lot about, yes, what they've been through, but a reason I love these guys so much, this is not a time just to complain about what you've been through. This is a time to talk about where we want to go as a nation and what we should do going forward. And not staying silent is not just about fighting and arguing. It's about, hey, you know what? Enough is enough. You know, let's embrace our force that does it right, and let's hold those accountable who don't do it right.
We're talking to Stanford head football coach David Shaw. David, give me a minute to set this up for you, but I had Packers running back Aaron Jones on the show last week. He has a baby boy, Aaron Jr., who is a few months old now, and he was talking about how being a father reminded him of how his own father would tell him that African-American men have to work a little bit harder and be a little bit nicer in order to be treated like they should be treated all the time, like a human being. You were told at a young age you had to be twice as good to get half as much. What do you remember about those conversations, and then what's it like to have conversations about that with your own children?
Yeah, and that's the hard part because you're straddling a very high fence, right? It's a very high fence, which is on the one end, you have to prepare your children as I was prepared for. As I've had these conversations, I have two teenagers right now, which is, you know what? Not everything's going to be fair. So put the emphasis on your work, on your mentality, on your attitude. Do not let the negative things that people may say about you or let them restrict you from the things that you want to do. You have to be tough. You have to be smart. You have to be resilient, right? Because if nothing's going to be handed to you, you're going to have to earn it. And on the other side, you have to tell them too, that's not fair, right? This is not fair. This is not the way that it should be. This is the way that it is. But if we have an opportunity, like it looks like we have now, both with elections coming up, and not just elections for president, that's just part of it, but local elections and the emphasis we can put on our local administration and our local police forces to to treat us all as human beings, to not be judge, jury, and executioner, but just to be out there to protect and serve. Like, those are the things that we can change, that we're going to try to push to change. So talking about both of those with the children is very, very difficult, but right now it's still necessary.
David Shaw is head football coach at Stanford, and I'm going to ask about the team in a minute. One more thought. The conversation surrounding racial justice is about so many things, and one of the things is also about justice and fairness in hiring in the NFL and in college football. As you told The Athletic, you are a coach's son, so you grew up in the profession your entire life. As you look at the profession now and the hiring practices, David, what do you see?
You know, I see glimpses of hope, and I see things that are very discouraging. The glimpses of hope are, there's still a lot of people of all races that are still pushing for hiring, people hiring to do the right thing, right? College sports, the NFL, the NBA, continually pushing, the WNBA, pushing to hire the most capable people. The hard part is, when it comes down to whoever the decision maker is, this is still America. They still have the freedom to hire who they want to hire, right? That you can't ever infringe upon that. And at the same time, we want to make sure that they go through a fair hiring process and that all available candidates are presented in front of them. And before that ever happens, though, it's incumbent upon us in all of these different sports and all these different areas to continue to help young people grow and learn and become those great candidates that can get these jobs and be successful at these jobs.
David Shaw, my guest. Now, you know, you and I are always going to talk about the issues. I appreciate your thoughts on that. Let me get your thoughts on the team, too, before you go. You were about halfway through spring practices before everything shut down. What were those practices like, and what were you able to take away from that?
You know, we were fortunate. We were able to get through about half of our spring. So we got through a lot of the basic installation. We got our guys back out there, and I'm glad that we at least got a glimpse of what our team next year is going to be, is going to look like. Davis Mills coming in a quarterback, some of our offensive linemen coming back more healthy, and some younger guys now taking advantage of the winter conditioning, getting a little bit bigger, faster, stronger, and starting to show some signs of what they might be able to do. So I think we got a really good glimpse, and I'm excited about what I saw.
Dave, what about last season? I mean, that did not go the way you would have liked. Injuries played a huge role in that. So how did you go about processing a season like that? Like, do you evaluate everything the same way, regardless of what your record looks like? What do you think as you look back on that?
Well, my wife does a lot of reading, and she found a phrase that she applied to me, which was usually describes the stoic, the stoicism, people that believe in stoicism back in the Greek and Roman times. It's called radical acceptance. And what that means is I just look at something for what it is. And I've heard this a long time ago, and I believe this 100%. At the end of a season, whether you have a good year or a bad year, you approach it the same way. What did we do well? What did we not do well? What can we improve upon? Where do we need to put our emphasis? Do we need to adjust based on the guys that are coming back? So in going through our, you know, three Pac-12 championship years, there were things that we had to improve upon that we didn't do well, that we maybe got away with. And going back through this year, you find out, gosh, we had some glimpses of some really, really good things with a depleted team. We took a lead against a really good Notre Dame team on doing some really good things. We had a couple of comeback victories. A couple of times we played extremely well. We showed some signs with some of our young offensive linemen, our young linebackers, or some of our defensive backs we're really excited about. So we got some really good glimpses. We didn't put the thing together the way that we would like the entire season, but we showed some good things. Now it's about us. It's about us as a team making those things, fanning those sparks into a big flame so we can be the team that we want to be.
Right, and then going back to that statement you just made, that is fascinating. Radical acceptance, like that sounds counterintuitive. What does that mean to you, radical acceptance?
What it means for me, on a daily basis, but also talking about what we're talking about from a difficult season, is it's so easy and it's natural human nature to complain and say, gosh, we didn't get this call here, we should have won this game there, somebody did something wrong, oh gosh, they got the player that we like, that he hurt us. We can spend time dwelling on that, but that's not productive. What's productive is saying, this is what happened, right? This is why it happened. Here's how we can make it not happen again. Here's how we can accentuate the things that we do well. How we can try to look at these things that we don't do well and either throw them out or improve upon them. It's about just looking at something the way that it is and doing everything we can to make it a better situation for you and your team.
David Shaw, my guest. One last thought. You told a great story, a great anecdote I want to ask you about. It's something you said recently about a visit you made to Clemson back in spring of 2015. At that time, Deshaun Watson was out with that ACL injury, but you said, quote, "I've never been more impressed with a guy not practicing, ever," end quote. That's really interesting. Lay that out for me. What did you mean by that?
So, and, you know, I love Dabo. We've got a good relationship. Our family went out to go visit him, and we're about to watch the first practice. And he said, "You're going to love Deshaun Watson." I said, "Okay, I know who he is. I've seen him." He said, "No, Dave, you don't get it. You're going to love this guy. Just watch him during practice." So I stood next to Deshaun, and every single play, Deshaun got the call, evaluated the play, and gave a very quick, very coach-like critique of whichever quarterback was in, right? And he saw it all. He saw where everybody was. He saw every blitz, every formation, every, oh, you know, he missed the flat defender. You know, he should have gone back inside. Hey, he really should have gone back to number three. Hey, he should have pushed up in the pocket. He was too deep. Like, every single play, he had a coaching point, positive or negative, for the guy that was in. And we weren't behind the quarterback. We were on the side. So it's one of those things that coaches can usually see where players a lot of times need to be back behind there. And I was so impressed because he wasn't doing it to show off for this random, you know, football coach from the West Coast. He was doing it because that's just who he was. And he exuded confidence. He exuded study, like he had studied. He knew it backwards and forwards. And it was killing him that he wasn't in there. But once again, he wasn't complaining about it. He said, "This is how I can improve. So I'm going to take this practice to improve and continue to learn and grow and be ready for my turn to play." And it was outstanding.
I mean, what a great anecdote. Really quickly, is that something as a coach that you can teach or bring out in a player, or does he just have a special mind?
I truly believe, and I've been very fortunate with Andrew Luck and Christian McCaffrey and Bryce Love and Solomon Thomas and some of these unbelievable players that I've had, that we've had here at Stanford. They come in with it, and it's our job as coaches to try to help them grow with what they have naturally. Like, you can't put the flame in there if it's not in there. The flame has to be in there, and it's our job as coaches to cultivate it, give it some direction, and then let it flower.
He is the winningest coach in program history, the 2017 National Coach of the Year, the head football coach at Stanford, and that's a great conversation. David Shaw, my guest. David, appreciate you, and I appreciate that talk. Thank you very much. That was great.
Anytime, Rome.
You got it, Coach. David Shaw, appreciate that. I mean, I do say that often. I appreciate that, but it's because I appreciate that. Appreciate him, and I appreciate the conversation. Covered a lot of ground. My thanks to Stanford head coach David Shaw.